Bill on the sax. Is that a tenor sax like Kenny G, Bill?
Yes.
Gay.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Filling in for the live test show, this is Jay Strom from Nowhere in Mulberry. I guess you would say we are a television, film, podcast, radio show. Why do I struggle with this every week, Bill? Why can't I just define what we do?
Because we are so broad.
Yes, we are. It's so hard to define what we do. It really is. I would say we talk about film, television, and pop culture. Hey, I did it. Hey. And we're here for our first ever live show, and wow, I'm shaking. I am, like, so just excited, Bill. What about you?
Yes, I am so excited.
What about our live audience, huh? Thank you. I tell Foggy right as the music ends, come up with the applause, but he was in the bathroom. That's Foggy on the soundboard, and I can't edit, so I'm screwed. Great, Bill. What do I do?
Just keep going, man.
Yeah, just fight through it. Fight through it. That's my motto. All right. Well, hey, everybody. We're here to talk about different things. And, Bill, I filled up we've got a whole grab bag of things to talk about.
I love grab bags.
Yes. And the first one we will get to. But first, hey, should we introduce our special guest? We can't just have a first show with just you and me. We got to have a special guest, right?
Of course.
We have Andy from the Hollywood Saloon. Cue applause, Foggy. Yeah. Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me this fine day, this live day, this breaking new ground with Nowhere in Mulberry. Absolutely fantastic to be live. I feel dirty. I feel so excited to be live.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, that was was that memorized, Andy? Did you have it typed out, or that was all just improv, baby?
That was off the top.
Those were lines from Dirty Dancing, actually.
Oh, nice. See, we're not that great at pop culture.
Yeah,
not you know nobody that kind of pop culture. Yes, thank you, Johnny Castle.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Andy.
Good to be.
Just trying to work out any kind of sound kinks we. Track, making sure I'm talking to Radio Dan right now, making sure everything is A-okay. We got everything okay, Dan? Everything good? I think, I hope. We'll just fight through it. That's our motto tonight. Fighting through it. Am I right?
Fight through it.
I'll fight the future, but fight through it.
Yes, yes. Yes, exactly, Bill. You've crystallized my thoughts perfectly. All right. Now, first of all, Andy, I poorly described our show, which was a maybe you could tell everyone what we do better than we can. What the hell do we do, Andy?
You babble on about all things good.
Yes.
What is good in life, Jason?
What is best in life? The open step. Hey, what is, you know, in Conan, when he goes, what is best in life? The guy sounds like he says the open step. What is he talking about?
I think it's the lamentations of the women.
Big long strides as I walk. That's the what's best in life. It kind of reminds me, I want to mix together that Conan speech with Rocky Dennis from Mask. You know, the wind blowing through my hair, riding on a Harley. It's like, huh?
What is best in life, Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky Dennis.
My gigantic flat head.
I love Rocky Dennis. That guy was a genius. And I can't start thinking about it because I'll start crying on the air because the way he dies is just, okay, moving on.
I'll start crying about the elephant man.
Hey, he wasn't an animal. Now, Andy and Bill, let's talk format war for a second, all right? Format war, everybody. Yeah. And the only reason we bring it up is because there's been a huge development in all of format war-dom. Yes. Warfare, as they say.
War-dom, yes. I think that's about right.
Now, Bill and I, we talk about the format war a lot, mainly because...
Now, you should probably specify what format war.
Okay, yes. Yeah, we're not talking about Iraq or... No, we're not talking about beta. We're not talking about Marvel versus DC or what else would there be?
Laserdisc.
Hitachi versus Sony. No, it's Toshiba.
versus Sever.
No, it's Panasonic versus Magnet Box is what it is. Now, what we got here is HD DVD and Blu-ray, the high-definition disc format for watching films. Hey, did pretty good there. Now, what it is here is you've got two titans battling it out. And I would say immediately that HD DVD is the underdog because they don't have as much studio support as Blu-ray, right?
You'd say it's equal.
No. I'm talking about before this week.
Right.
Before this week?
Yes.
Blu-ray took a kick in the teeth this week.
Right. And I would say Sony, they have everyone's friggin' support. They have Disney. They have Fox. They have Warner Brothers. Who else? Who am I forgetting? Everybody. And
Lionsgate, Stars, who acquired Anchor Bay.
Right. And HD DVD had Universal in their camp. And I'm talking about exclusivity.
Exclusivity, yeah.
Yeah. Universal is only on HD DVD. They're like, screw you, Blu-ray. And now Paramount and Warner's, they've always been neutral. They'll put movies out on either format. They don't care. And that's kind of the smart way to go. I almost wish that both formats would do that.
Yeah, I think may the better man win kind of thing.
Right. And basically what happened this week is Paramount, they decided to basically go Universal. I mean, go HD DVD.
Yeah,
I have a little news story here. Let's check it out.
Blu-ray versus HD DVD. Everyone's waiting for a format to win and the other to follow the way of Betamax. Today, DreamWorks Animation and Viacom's Paramount announced exclusive distribution on HD DVD, joining Universal, the only other studio betting on the format backed by Microsoft and Toshiba. With the biggest box office market share this year, Paramount is key in the DVD market.
This is a tipping point back in the direction of the unknown, meaning that I would have said yesterday that Blu-ray was the most likely winner
of
the next generation standards battle.
Oh, dear.
Now I'd say that HD DVD and Blu-ray probably have an equal likelihood of winning out at the end of the day.
This attacks Blu-ray's strength. Until now, all but one studio used the format, Howard Stringer boasting about its popularity.
The truth is there are more and more Blu-ray players that now started to come into the market in large numbers.
Hans Gruber says about Blu-ray.
Blu-ray players and PlayStation 3s, which play Blu-ray discs, sell for $4.99. HD DVD players going for as little as $1.99.
From the perspective of creating the hardware, manufacturers in China
are
starting to produce cheaper hardware for Toshiba, which is supporting HD DVD, which has allowed it to gain some momentum in terms of price points.
And Microsoft,
how do you get the job of being the guy that they come to talk to about this shit?
Switch.
I think the most likely scenario,
hey, I'm here if you need a soundbite,
is that both Paramount and DreamWorks Animation received some sort of financial remuneration for releasing their next generation DVDs in just the HD DVD format.
Blu-ray may ship many more total discs than HD DVD does now, but Sony is the only studio to stick with Blu-ray until the end. The question of who wins will depend on whether other studios follow Paramount.
Yeah, everyone's talking about who's going to win this thing. It's so funny. Now, I got to say right now that, Bill, I am an HD DVD owner. I do not own Blu-ray. And it's not because I think they're evil. Or I do kind of get sick of Blu-ray fanatics, but it's because I can't afford Blu-ray. It's friggin' astronomical in price. And I'm not going to buy a PS3 because that's like $500, right?
Yeah, yeah.
HD DVD is the most affordable. Mine was free, by the way. That's pretty affordable. Right. Now, first of all, Andy, where do you sit on this whole format war?
Well, I kind of sit on the outside because I'm SD all the way. I have no future, you know, possibility of even going HD for the financial aspects of it. I would have to buy a television first before I can even go into the market of DVDs. So I'm kind of just looking at it from the outside in.
And, you know, that's funny that you say that because standard definition is the real enemy here to the HD formats, right. Not each other. Yeah. They are what, like 1% of the marketplace in HD, I mean, in DVD sales period compared to standard definition?
Yeah, there's really no market. I mean, there's really no war going on. It's really, SD is still...
They're establishing themselves. And one thing that I saw the HD DVD said in an article was, we're not really paying attention to Blu-ray. We're concentrating on standard definition and competing with them. And I think that was the smartest thing for them to say.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the HD DVD camp. They care about the progress of their product. They want to make the best possible product possible.
Right.
They have since the beginning, whereas Blu-ray kind of, you know, Sony Blu-ray kind of came in with this swagger, you know, we're big, we, you know, we got Blu-ray, we got a bigger capacity, we've been around much longer than you, we're a proven storage format.
It's a lot like Dark Crystal, isn't it? They have the good side and the bad side, and they must join together to the, like that?
In a way, yeah, I guess. But you know, with Blu-ray, though, it's like they come out, and they, you know, they're sure of themselves, but they don't, you know, they don't care. They don't.
It's like they didn't earn their place. That they sold the studios. Period. On. Yeah. Copy protection. That's why they're like, hey, we're going to go with these guys. They have better copy protection. Copy protection is bullshit.
Yeah, it's broken within a month.
It's going to get people copy it. They're going to do it. Just stop.
Yeah, stop with the copy protection already. The digital rights management stuff is such a joke because there's always someone out there that's going to break it.
I remember the Blu-ray, most of its capacity, not most of it, but a lot of the capacity of the disc is for copy protection.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, you know, you have these discs that are, I think, 25 gigs single layer, 50 gigs double layer. So, you know, and that's almost double the capacity of HD DVD at this point. It's, you know, HD DVD has 15 gigs single layer and 30 gigs double layer. So
it's going to catch up, though.
Well, yeah, they're already developing a triple layer disc, which is one gigabyte.
So it's all that. There's so much semantics in the whole format thing where, like, well, you know, that's great and all, Jason, about HD DVD, but look at the capacity of this Blu-ray disc. Like, what does it matter? They have the same friggin' movie on both discs.
Yeah, and you know, the Blu-ray just they come in and they are like, hey, we got more capacity, so you know what? Let's just use an antiquated format like MPEG-2 compression, and you know, just slap the movie on the disc. It's HD, nobody will notice. Whereas HD DVD, because they have a limited capacity, they go for the best possible way. They use the new compression formats, VC1, AVC, you know, all these two formats, and they put out the best possible looking disc, whereas the early Blu-ray discs up until really just recently were really bad masters of like MPEG-2, grainy, not very full of detail. They just didn't care. They thought they deserved what, you know, automatically, like, coming in, like, oh, we'll win this, no problem. And I think that's where the main problem stands right now.
And think about this, Bill. Say Sony had no competition right now. How quickly would they have tried to improve their format?
Oh, please.
Without anyone to compare their quality to.
Well, it's like even HD DVD. They have a lot of interactive features. Just recently, the 300 DVD or HD DVD.
Unbelievable features on that. Yeah.
It's got, you can watch the movie in high def, and then in a little corner, you can watch the movie with, you know, the entire blue screen without the finished features. There's lots of cool interactive features that HD DVD strives to have, whereas Blu-ray can't even do it because they released their format before they had their interactive. Features finished.
And it's funny because
just incorporated.
So many people say, I don't care about the extras. But you know what? They're the extras. They're not saying this is going to make the whole thing. It's just saying these are the extras. And I got to say, I was skeptical going into 300. I was like, I don't care. I just want to see the movie. Mm-hmm. But when I put the extras on, I was like, wow, man, they just like, they knocked it out of the park with the extras on this thing. That little picture-in-picture thing.
But it's not, you know, it's like, it's not, a, it's like, it's extras. They're extras. That's just the way it is.
Right.
But with Blu-ray, they're so nonchalant, like it's not a big deal.
And we're not saying we've chosen sides and all this.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, yeah, it's,
It's not about...
You haven't chosen sides.
Truly, Andy. But the extras, it's not about the extras. It's about the interactivity of the disc. When you put that disc in and it starts playing and you can choose to go into the menu while the movie's going...
To you.
Well,
not yet. They're working on that.
You know, choose the sound. Choose the extras. All that stuff. That's all the interactivity. That's how the extras work. But with Blu-ray, you don't have any of that. It's not that simple. It's not that efficient. And that's because they just didn't think it through before they released.
Now the story did not end there, because the next day, you know, you and I were laughing about it. The whole thing, like, wow, this is pretty cool that finally HD DVD, the underdog, took a strike. They punched Blu-ray in the balls by getting Paramount on their side, along with DreamWorks, even though it's not Steven Spielberg. I'm just going to stay in my office. I'm not coming out. So basically what happened is Michael Bay, he apparently had some friends over for a few drinks. They sat around.
They were drinking pure grain alcohol, but
then had a nice filet mignon and some Dom Perignon, and he got a little loaded and went on to his Michael Bay blog a friggin' message board, you know? And the thing I don't understand is people actually read his blog. But anyway, besides that, he basically complained that, hey, man, you're telling me that, you know, if Transformers isn't going to be on Blu-ray, I'm out. No Transformers 2. It's like, what?
When he said that, I went, yes!
Yeah, it's just like, okay. He just came up, and this reminded me of, didn't he make some kind of weird thing last year, Andy, on his blog? Some kind of embarrassing thing that he took down immediately? I don't even remember what it was.
Kind of his modus operandi. He says stupid stuff, and then he pulls back and takes it back. I don't remember the exact details of the one that he did, but I remember that did happen sometime last year, where he said stupid crap, and then he has to, you know.
And what was funny, later that night, it's gone. Recant. And I see a headline that says, Michael Bay supports HD DVD. And he was like, hey, guys, I was just a little, you know. He was like, I drank the Kool-Aid. I was having friends over, and we got a little angry about our old Blu-ray thing. And you know what? I watched 300 today on HD DVD, and Paramount had me over, and it looked great, and I support the format.
And Paramount had me over and wrote back in.
Is it not disturbing to anyone else that people use the term drank the Kool-Aid? I mean, is that wrong on so many different levels?
Well, also, what's funny, Bill, is you pointed this out to me, is Paramount had Michael Bay over, and they watched a Warner Brothers film?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have a Paramount disc to go, hey, look how cool this is?
I can't name a single Paramount disc that really has
anything. They show them a Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. That's a kick-ass flick.
Lord.
I haven't got him all the way through.
I didn't sit through that one.
Hey, it's awesome. He can shoot. Bill, he can shoot a can of Venti more beef stew from a mile away.
Shit, I'm sold.
Awesome.
You know, I think that Bill kind of sounds like the professor from Gilligan's Island when it comes to HD DVD. I think he could probably get an HD DVD player out of coconuts or something with all that talk on. I kind of got lost in space.
You were saying stuff about MPEG 5 and video ACC and
MPEG 2 VC 1. Andy, trust me. The more you read these forums and stuff, the more you learn. It's like a quick education in this stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And they're just video codecs. That's all they are.
Yeah, it's very simple stuff. But you know, I kind of understand it. I'm just now trying to understand aspect ratios.
And I wish I could make an HD DVD player out of coconuts, because it would be much cheaper.
Yeah. Yes. But the thing, back on Michael Bay, have you guys seen this new documentary that they're making? First of all, he embarrasses himself with this whole fiasco. And then they have this documentary where he wants his whole life filmed, like day-to-day stuff. And he comes off like a total asshole. I have a clip from this. This is crazy. Have you guys even seen this? Let's check it out.
Hey, America. It's me, Michael Bay. I just got done banging my assistant in a giant pile of cash. Because you made me your number one spot for high octane, action packed thrills and chills.
Hot dog!
Wowza, yeah!
Michael Bay's name should be in the conflicting show. I like the sound of that.
Brad Bray's on the podium.
Brad, who? Let's talk about me for a second. $153 million in 1 week? Well, I'm gonna celebrate my dad and 153 chicks in the shop, 153 supermodels, and blowing up 153 bombs all at once.
I woke up at 5 in the morning today just so I could watch Transformers 9 times in a row. I own this fucking town. I mean, shit.
Conceded.
Yeah, you get out of here now, huh? Hey, let's get something straight, people. If you want to see some weepy, emotional, art house shit that challenges the way you think. Oh, Billy, I want to come out of the closet, but I'm afraid of what my parents might say. What should I do? Fuck that. Move to New York. Fucking liberals. But you freaking robot, you get out, mono. I am your guy. I am a great American. I mean, for example, I enjoy leather, cooking, reading, running, tits, bombs, Jerry Bruckheimer, Tai Chi, dogfighting, cockfighting, the films of Francois Truffaut, kittens, nuns. But most importantly, I enjoy myself.
I'm on fire these days. I'm hot as shit. I'm everywhere. I mean, have you seen me on the lot? Have you seen me
on the lot?
Have you seen me on the lot?
There you go.
On the lot.
Give it up, everyone, for Michael Bay.
Sam, I'm going to be honest with you. It was okay. But what you really needed, it was a big fucking explosion. Polar explosion. Big explosions, you know? Fire. More. Okay, I'll tell you what would really make this picture fly. Big aircraft flying at the camera against a setting sun. Yeah. You need more coverage of your actors. Shot in tight, emphatic close-ups framed under the hairline like this and above the chin like this. You see that? At least one more explosion. At least one more explosion. Maybe two. I would go for three, but you move me, and I desperately want to have sex with you right now. That's what you're here for.
My name is Michael Bay, and I am the great American. We're going to get those sons of bitches in Iraq.
So that's Michael Bay, power director. I think it's going to be a great film. He's a great guy. That's
hilarious. My hero.
Now, let's get into something other than the format war, Michael Bay. And, Bill, have you seen all the stuff with, I don't know, I like Heroes. I like the TV show Heroes. Don't get me wrong.
I told you, don't talk to me about Heroes.
No, I'm going to have to talk to you about Heroes right now, Bill, because we're doing a show. So, wait, by the way, let me remind everyone, go to nimchat.com, and you could chat with our listeners, and maybe I'll say hi to you, but I'm so distracted, it's hard to do that. So go ahead and do that. Now, Heroes, they're doing this world tour thing, like, hey, we're going to go in a van and...
World tour?
And we're going to have DVDs or something. And,
ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage,
Sunday!
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, your show's a hit. Do you really need to... try so hard? I don't understand. Every week I see a new person added to the cast of the show. Just this week, Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars, who we love, has joined the show.
What is she thinking?
I mean, I'd rather her be on Lost. I don't know if that was complete rumor or she was really off for the role, but I would have taken that. And
you know what? I'm just going to have to tell her not to drink the Kool-Aid because that's wrong.
What was that, Andy?
Nichelle Nichols has signed up also.
Yeah, Nichelle Nichols, Uhura from Star Trek, and also Sark from Tron. No, wait, not Tron. Alias has joined the cast as well.
Sark.
So, weren't there enough freaking characters on the show? What was all these new people? What the hell's going on?
out of here.
We haven't even seen the one that we get to choose to add.
Okay, in the mid-season hiatus, when they take a little break, they're going to have Heroes that Kevin Smith's going to direct one of the episodes, and they're going to have three more, I think, like four of them or something. And each one will be self-contained story arc of one character, and then at the end, you vote, hey, I want this guy another overall story arc. I want to add another freaking character to this show.
Yeah, why not? You know,
and we all pretty much agreed that Heroes was a great season one. I mean, it was good up until the finale, and you know, it just
It was good up until like the last five episodes.
No, come on! Didn't you like that future episode where they went to the future?
I hated that episode.
That was
possibly one of the worst television episodes ever. It was one gigantic cock tease. It's like, hey, let's go fight. Okay, let's go fight.
Well, it was also, look how badass these characters could become. But no, they're not going to be that. They're going to be Nancy boys in the normal time. Yeah,
we get one shot from bird's eye view of a hero swinging his sword around with guys already on the friggin' ground. Do other little gimmicky bullshit that people will really eat up.
Let's send Hero to the outskirts of Vancouver.
Where Flash Ford is going to fight Shonuff.
Who's that?
The Shogun of Harlem, bitch.
Oh, dear, man. Totally blank. Yeah, thanks. Now, Andy, you're not a Heroes hater like Bill, are you?
No, not at all. I enjoy Heroes. I would have to agree with him. I think that toward the end of the season, it's just like, you know, I kind of got tired of the whole, you know, New York's going to blow up thing. It's just like,
okay. That came into nothing. Go ahead.
We played it, like, the whole season, and it just went on a few episodes too long with that whole, you know, everything's going to blow up in New York, and I'll be glad that they're moving on to the next
game. You know what? If they were going to blatantly rip off one of the greatest books of our time, being Alan Moore's Watchmen, they should have at least followed through with it.
Right. But then there would be no ending, you know, the season wouldn't have anywhere to go at the end.
Yeah, but if they're going to start it over from the beginning, if they're going to add a new cast, if they're going to add a new story, at least follow through with the story that you started.
Right. I think it would have been very ballsy if they ended with the bomb going off and the negative future happening.
Or at least them trying to change the negative future.
And then Hero has a ponytail next season. That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
that would have definitely earned him an Emmy.
But then you have the fight, supposed fight at the end, you know, the confrontation, Siler and Peter, and then, you know, the blonde that can't act, not the cheerleader, but the other one.
Yeah, Jessica.
She moves in, and you think it's going to be this big brawl, and then all of a sudden, Adrian Pazdar shows.
Jesus.
I know what I got to do. Let's go fly away and blow up.
No, my favorite part was Siler. He's like, you were wrong, Peter. I'm the good guy. You were the bad guy. And it's like, huh?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Hero's like, hi-ya! And stabs him, and then it's over. He crawled in the sewer. And cut to next season. What's going to happen?
And he falls into the ooze and becomes a Ninja Turtle, and a rat trains him.
That would be
Ninja Go.
I would tune into that, actually.
Ninja Go.
Yes, and then Vanilla Ice will be on next
season. See, maybe, perhaps they just had him. Bad finale. I mean, we criticized
it. Bad guys, come on. It worked out.
Well, compared to the Lost finale?
Well, yeah. Oh, please, the Lost finale blew people's minds.
The Lost finale kicked its ass.
Well, just take it on its own merits. I don't think it was as bad as you think. I kind of like the cliffhanger. We don't really know necessarily. I know that on the advertising campaign that they're doing right now on NBC, they're not showing Peter and his brother.
Right.
We don't.
Are they alive still?
When they're coming back and all that kind of stuff.
They wouldn't do that to us.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to see how they're gonna.
You know what? I'll tune in. But you know what's funny is just as Lost started to get really good this last season, that's when Heroes started to get really bad.
Yeah, it was where they did the opposite.
Yeah, they shifted places with each other because.
Yeah, hey, I'm waiting for Bionic Woman. That's going to kick some ass.
I'll be there.
You know what?
Buck Rogers?
Buck.
Now, guys, before we move any further, you guys know on Big Brother, last season there was Big Brother All-Stars, how I hated Mike Boogie, the guy who won.
I watched All-Stars, but I'm not watching this season with you guys.
Right. Now, Andy, where are you right now? You're in a sewer because your audio is kind of weird.
Yeah, I did move into the sewer looking for Siler.
I pictured you in Alter States with William Hurt. You're floating in the tank. Reverting back to caveman.
He wants to become a Ninja Turtle also.
Yes.
Looking for the news.
Now, back on the Mike Boogie thing, I hate the guy. And recently he was on Dr. 90210 with his buddy Dr. Will. And I was disturbed by this and also pleased by this at the same time. It's very weird. But he goes to visit his buddy who's a – what does Dr. Will do, Bill? Is he some kind of
dermatologist or something?
Yeah, dermatologist type thing. And first of all, the problem that Mike Boogie goes to visit him with, I would not go to a friend for. You're supposed to leave the state to visit someone about one of these problems so no one knows who you are.
Exactly.
Aren't you the guy from Big Brother? Let's check out what happens. It's kind of weird.
I woke up and noticed this bump on my hog.
Okay. Not the medical term, but nonetheless, I understand.
My best friend Mike is coming to see me today. He called me about a day ago, real worried about something. He didn't want to give details, but you know, I have my suspicions.
What?
Yeah, times bigger than it normally would be. And what you see is sort of a pink, fleshy-colored mass there.
Is it where you thought?
Well, I can tell you this the friend way, or I can tell you the doctor way. What would you like me? We've been friends a long time.
The doctor way.
Well, the doctor way is I think you've been exposed to human papillomavirus, which is what you have a genital wart.
It's a little awkward dynamic that Will is a good
nice.
Friend of mine.
That's
the fact that he had to hold my penis and take a laser to it can be a little weird.
I gotta tell you, although I'd kind of hope I can see you for something like this ever again. Back at you. I really hope Mike just had a big wake-up call, and I hope he decides to be less promiscuous.
Yeah, I would hope so, too.
Who would, I mean, in this day and age, who would ever engage in sex without protection?
Well, here's another thing. Like, I was... First of all, we were thinking of it in a completely weird term is, why would he go visit his friend? Why would he go on television and have this problem?
Yeah, so I'm on television and I'm...
I should have wart on my pee. Get rid of that TV.
Anything to be on TV.
Whoa, holy crap.
Anything to be on TV, man.
Did the X-Wing...
Engage Ion Cannon and shoot his gigantic wart.
We're making our first run.
Do they have to, like, launch the tow cables?
Stay on target.
Circle his penis with tow cables.
Stay on target.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no,
laser to it.
Target.
I think the wart took Porkins out.
Hey, we're friends and all, but why are you coming to me for this? You really want me? And you see in the video, he's holding his penis in his hand. He's holding this. He's like, hey, how's that, huh? Is it better? And you know,
when you cut one of those off, do they grow legs and walk away like an alien? Or
yeah, don't they use those things? You see the commercial where this freezes the wart and it falls off. He's like, hey, I'm going to freeze your penis.
This is a great topic, guys.
Yeah, we've gone into a weird place. It's kind of uncomfortable. Let's talk about the news.
Mike Boogie's a filthy human being who needs to wear a condom.
And he's an attention whore.
And he sleeps with dirty women.
Hey, maybe it's from Erica from last season.
Dirty women.
I just want to apologize for everyone for that subject. I don't know what the hell. But let's talk about the Spider-Man 3 toy set, guys. You want to talk about that? It's awesome.
I'm so excited for this. I'm going to pick it up when I get the Blu-ray of it. I'm going to pick it up.
Let's check it out.
Hey, want to play Spider-Man 3?
Yeah!
Bring home all the action of Spider-Man 3.
We've been wrong about our feelings. Being in a relationship is hard.
It's the Spider-Man 3 Super Set.
We used to be friends. I think I'm going to cry.
The Spider-Man 3 superset puts you in the action.
You don't care about my career. No one cares about your career. It's Spider-Man 3, not Mary Jane, friend.
Each character comes with awesome, forgiving action.
I forgive you. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Super Grace with vicious praying power.
Help me, Jesus.
Peter Parker with evil bang mode.
I know how to play the piano.
And Sam Raimi's editor.
Make cut everything so good.
Kid, it's time for dinner. You've been playing for over 2 hours.
But we haven't eaten it because we sold out yet.
The Spider-Man 3 superset.
Character development not included.
Now, was Spider-Man 3 really as bad as all that?
Yes.
That's a hilarious video, but I still love Spider-Man 3.
Who cares about your career? It's Spider-Man 3, not Mary Jane 3.
I like Sam Raimi's editor. Too good. Can't cut anything.
You know, I really enjoyed Spider-Man 3 because it was just kind of a popcorn movie, but it really did lack everything that made the first two good.
Help me, Jesus!
That's how it is.
Awesome praying power.
Super praying power.
I don't know. When I saw that video, if you Spider-Man 3 toy set on YouTube, that was genius.
That's parody at its best. I mean, really, it's a little film, but it really just says volumes about, you know, what lacked in that film. I mean, it's better than any review I've heard.
My favorite is you boys have been playing for 2 hours, but we haven't even introduced all the village yet.
Yeah. With a giant bag of toys. Now, what do you want to do next, Bill? You want to do some news, or do you want to get into movie drops, our movie game?
Hey, man, you're the one that runs the show, man.
Movie drops.
All right, do you want to do movie drops, Andy versus Bill?
Yeah, bring it, Bill. Bring it.
You think you can do it?
Don't even get cocky. I'll kick your ass.
Now, let me explain to everyone what movie drops is. Movie drops.
Got you.
Is a game that we started way back when we started the show. We're up to episode 90, so I'm going to say we stopped doing it around episode 14 or something. Because it's such a pain in the ass to start. But, hey, you don't need to know about the behind-the-scenes stuff. But basically, we play a clip from a certain film, and you try to guess what the movie is. It starts out hard. It gets progressively easier so we can move the game on. Now, Andy, you get two movies. Bill, you get two movies. You guys get your guesses. If you get it wrong, then the other person gets the guess.
Damn.
If there's a tie, there's a tiebreaker movie. What do you say we get into it? And let's allow the players at home to play along, as it were. I got nothing.
As it were.
Yes. And let me see for a second. Now, Foggy, do you have any kind of game music, anything? Do you have anything at all? Do you, what's going on? Huh? Okay.
Leave the young thing alone.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, come on. No. That's not good. No. How about some, come on, movie drop music. How about yeah! Hey, it's movie drops with America's player, Eric. Yes. All right. Who wants to go first, Bill or Andy?
I'll let Andy go because I know I'll kick his ass.
Whoa! Hey! Yes.
I have right, my bitch. Own movie podcast.
Yes, the human film movie guesser database.
No, I'm not the database. The database is not. Yeah.
The database has changed his name to a symbol. Actually,
he's going
to
be my phone a friend.
All right, Andy. Here's your clue number one.
Juanita has an important math test today. She's known about the test for several weeks, but has not studied. In order to keep from failing her class, Juanita decides that she will cheat on the math test.
All right, Andy, what's the movie?
Absolutely no clue.
All right, well, here's clue number two.
Ling Ling finds a wallet on the ground filled with money. She takes the wallet to the address on the driver's license but keeps the money inside the wallet.
What's the movie, Andy?
Dirty Dancing.
Ooh.
I have no clue. No. Who that is, I haven't seen it.
All right, Bill, would you like to cockblock? For lack of a better term.
I really would, because I got it on the first one. You are so clueless, dude.
I am.
You're sad. You're pathetic. It's Donnie Darko.
Hello. Yes, you are right, Bill. It's Donnie Darko.
Ling Ling returns the wallet and keeps the money. Has nothing to do with either fear or love.
Fear and love are the deepest of human emotions.
Okay, but you're not listening to me. There are other things that need to be taken into account here, like the whole spectrum of human emotion. You can't just lump everything into these two categories and then just deny everything else.
If you don't complete the assignment, you'll get a zero for the day.
All right. I don't know why you played that.
All I remember about it is Ling Ling. That's what you
All right.
I remember watching the movie going, Ling Ling.
I have seen it. I just didn't remember the dialogue.
All right. I thought it was actually memorable.
Bill is up 1-0. Did anyone in our chat room guess correctly? Let's see. Nope, nobody had a clue. All right, moving on to the next film. Are you ready, Bill?
Now, we had a little bit of technical difficulties with the station, so our movie drops got kind of screwed up. So the second movie was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in Bill's favor.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take the point because I missed the first three and then Andy got and he didn't know, but I knew. So, yeah, I'm bowing out of that. I'm not going to take the point.
Very, very gracious of you, Bill.
Only,
it's
sound.
Only right.
Oh. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. Would you guys like the third movie? Now, who gets to do this next one, then? Let's see. First one was Andy, second one Bill. Now, it's back to you, Andy.
All right.
All right. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Clue number one.
By the time he's 30, what's going to happen? Yo, come check this out, dog.
Clue number two, please.
Clue number two.
It looks like the Doppler radar.
Would it be Galaxy Quest?
No.
Sorry. Bill, would you like to take a guess?
Yes, it's a 40-year-old virgin.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, and this is my favorite line of the whole movie.
Looks like a poltergeist.
That's the part where the guy's showing them his sonogram of his baby. Yeah. He's like, yo, check it out.
Looks like a poltergeist.
I love that. All right, Bill, you're up 2-0. Now it's time for the final movie. And I guess pretty much Bill has won, right?
Yeah, but I'll do it anyways.
Let's go
I am disgraced.
All right, let's do clue number one. This is a free-for-all. Whoever gets it first.
Well, goddamn.
Clue number one. Anybody get it?
No.
All right. Here is clue number two.
What's this, sir?
Drink it.
Okay. No guesses?
That sounds so familiar.
Drink it.
Oh, man.
Here's clue number three.
See you guys in the emergency room, huh?
Any guesses?
No.
All right. This one, you guys got to get it. Whoever gets it first, buzz in.
Every damn night.
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with you.
On the telephone?
Weird
science. Weird science.
Yeah, you got it.
We got it. Some telephone, boy. What the heck they are doing?
The
Correctamundo. Yes.
I remember that old black guy going,
Dringy.
But I always remember his, in the family, Jules.
In the family, on the telephone. What are you talking about on the telephone?
He ain't got no license, Lisa.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about that movie is that is the first Laserdisc I ever owned.
Oh, cool.
Weird Science. That was the one I got with my player for Christmas. And I watched it God knows how many times. And I didn't get that question. Damn it.
But you still have won the game, just not the battle.
The battle, not the war.
Now, that was Movie Drops. It's not a perfect game. We're still working out the kinks, and we'll probably never try it again. But, Bill, you want to do some news?
Yeah, sure. Let's do some news.
All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
Well, I thought I would cover this story.
Help me, Jesus!
Okay.
I think that's what this guy said. A woman set fire to her ex-husband's penis as he sat naked watching television and drinking vodka.
Hold my penis and take a laser to it.
Yeah, well, this was fire on
a pink, fleshy-colored mass there.
I think it was probably charred and brown after this one. asked if the man would make a full recovery, police spokesman said it was difficult to predict. The attack climaxed 3 years of acrimonious enforced cohabitation. Holy crap, there's a sentence. The couple divorced 3 years ago but continued to share a small flat, something common in Russia where property costs are very high. It was monstrously painful, the wounded ex-husband told the newspaper. It was like a burning torch.
Oh, my God!
I don't know what I did to deserve this. Help me, Jesus!
Yeah, no kidding, man.
What have I done?
Help me, Jesus!
I can play the piano.
Bump on my hog.
Bump on my hog.
In London, a 12-year-old British boy appeared in court Wednesday, charged with assault for throwing a sausage at a pensioner, which is an older person in, you know, London. The boy's mother described the decision to charge her son as an absolute joke, although police said they had no choice. The youth, who can't be named, was arrested after a 74-year-old man reported him to police for throwing a stone in Manchester. The object turned out to be a cocktail sausage. Charging was the only option because the boy had previously been issued with 3 reprimands on separate occasions. If he has done what was suggested, it is very bad behavior, district judge said. But is it in the public interest to prosecute a 12-year-old boy who threw a sausage? The boy's mother said her son was worried he might be sent to prison.
What? Why would he go to prison for that?
What are you in here for, boy? I threw a sausage.
That's a great thing.
Hey, species. just drink it.
And that boy was
Stephen is my name.
Poor Stephen. When is he gonna learn not to throw sausages?
When he's gonna learn not to throw his own sausage. Sorry.
Does that involve knives and stabbing weapons?
Knives and stabbing weapons. Why hasn't Foggy dropped that yet? For the love of God.
I know, that's like the one drop we don't have knives and stabbing weapons.
I know.
Help me, Jesus!
Exactly. What other news we got, Bill?
I guess I need to thank Swiley for these next two stories that'll finish off the news.
Ah, yes, Swiley.
Yes, I guess we have someone to thank for renewing a show that we all loved in the 90s, and that show is American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah!
I just remember all the women were...
Turbo!
So roid roided out. Like, wasn't there one named Blaze?
Flux Capacitor!
Yeah, Flux Capacitor.
That would be an awesome name for a gladiator, though, wouldn't it?
Flux or Capacitor?
Flux Capacitor! Drive Shaft!
American Gladiators is returning to television, bringing all its spandex-clad glory not to syndication, but to network prime time.
Holy shit.
I mean, what?
Help me, Jesus!
The network ran a promo for the show during Last Comic Standing Wednesday night, which I'm guessing nobody saw, and has applications for prospective contestants on its website. It's on the path to become a mid-season replacement. I'm without words for this.
Reality television is so good, it needs more good stuff like that raging crap.
I would love to know if they like do that joust thing with the two big padded heads or that.
That's all I remember of that show. No.
You got to remember the final obstacle course. That enormous obstacle course where, like, they had to run up a treadmill going down. You know, they had to run it up and then jump over walls and climb shit and crawl. And
kind of like Double Dare, right?
Yeah, and then there was the last thing was they had to charge one of the gladiators to get past them onto the line onto the mat. I watched that show religiously because it was just so much fun to watch. Yeah, and plus, I wasn't that old then, so I was kind of...
You know, it's passable if you were young, but if I was a teenager, was it really pathetic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was probably...
What year was it on?
89 to 97.
Now, so... if you watch that show, like, if I had a friend who goes, man, I watch for the chicks, they're hot. I'm like, you're pretty much gay because they're all roided out.
Yeah, you're gay.
I was in college, so no, I didn't watch
If Nitro has the same torso as the hot chick named Ice, is it pretty much the homosexuals?
Yeah, I was 10 years old when it came on, and then, I think it ended in 97, so I had no idea.
You know, I remember I actually knew a guy. He goes, man, did you see what happened on American Gladiators? This was me, by the way. They recasted all the gladiators. They're totally different people now. This is bullshit.
No.
Thank God I stopped watching before that happened.
You would have been so angry, Bill, like me. Yeah. My letter writing campaign didn't even help. It was bastards.
You know, I tried to write them before their contracts expired so that they could do a movie, but I guess it didn't fall. It fell on deaf ears.
I also asked them to support HD DVD, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that would rock. I want the American Gladiators.
Fleshy colored master.
Huh?
And this next story kind of cracks me up because Microsoft just cannot catch a break with the Xbox 360. Even up until now, they still haven't changed over to the cooler running chipset. So overheating tends to be a problem with people that have the unit in closed storage units or just not ventilated well. So they recently released a game called Forza Motorsport 2. And to, kind of... boost the sales on that, they also released a wireless wheel, racing wheel. And, it turns out that, after 50 reports that the wheels are overheating and releasing smoke when plugged in.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know how in the hell...
Error. Examine.
Oh, I totally saw the Star Trek episode that drop was from. Sorry.
That's sweet.
But I saw it and I was like, holy shit.
You know what? I'll do that. I watched Parenthood the other day and Rick Moranis goes, "That's great, Larry." And I went, "Holy shit." It's like you hear a drop so many times that you forget what it's from and you're like, "Oh my God." You're like your brain clicks it into place.
Right.
Well, that's great, Larry.
I just fell over when I heard that. I was like, "Oh my God, that's the drop."
Well, anyways, this controller is $130, and a quarter of a million of them have been sold. So, I mean, that's a pretty big turnaround of smoking controllers to have 50 so far reported is smoking and dying. But I don't know what's wrong with them. They can't get their shit together and make a unit that won't explode.
Yeah, that would be nice. How does it pass, what would you call it, FCC regulations? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Not to blow up a product?
UL regulation? I don't know.
What do they call those?
It pulls its power, I'm guessing, from the port on the front of the 360.
Right. So are you going to buy that for your 360, Bill?
No. You know, I'm not really a big racing, like a real racing system. Like, I like the crazy games that you have guns mounted on your cars and stuff like that.
Spy Hunter?
Spy Hunter.
Starring The Rock?
Uh-oh. Whatever happened to that?
That's going to be great.
Is that still in post-production, or is that...
I think
because I remember
canned.
There was all kinds of stuff leaked about how the new design of the car and all that, but I haven't heard anything about it.
I think it's in development hell.
So, in a crime that harkens back to Colorado's rowdy frontier past, two men have been accused of plotting to kill a man with rattlesnakes to recover a poker deck.
Just for snoring too loud.
Yes. It's a story out of the Old West.
He once shot a man for snoring too loud.
Timeline books.
The Timeline books.
There's God, poker,
how
rattlesnakes.
The hell did you think about
that was a reference from the back of my mind.
Man, you pulled that one out.
It was Bill's voice. It reminded me of that commercial.
I love that commercial. I think that's where the voice came from.
Time Life Books. The History of the West.
Remember those?
Oh, what do we go? The Old West.
they hired that same guy for like those Time Warner commercials. Remember when they were trying to act like it was so difficult to get a satellite dish?
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Keep it basic. Time Warner.
And you know
like
what?
All you dumbasses can't handle a satellite dish.
Don't you understand that even a hick can do this?
Yeah. You know what? That commercial worked though, because when I was a kid, I was like, I want that.
I had those books. I had a couple of them.
Oh, damn. I wanted to see about the guy who snored too loud.
Louis L'Amour? Was that one of
the books, yeah.
Yeah. I read a couple of those, I think, mainly because of that commercial. Like, I actually went to school the next day and went to the library like, hey, do you have any of these Time Life Louis L'Amour books? I want to read some hard westerns like Ride the River and
Zane Grey.
Oh yes. Oh, go ahead, Bill. We're digressing big time.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this story it says it's a story out of the Old West. There's poker, rattlesnakes, and unsavory characters. Said Lance Clem. Oh man, now that is a western.
That's a good name.
Lance Clem. A spokesman for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. Holy crap, the CBI. That's important. The only thing I haven't heard is someone calling another guy a varmint. According to the arrest affidavits, Herbert Paul Beck and Christopher Lee Steelman planned to kill Matthew Sawish, the owner of the Amateur Poker Tour, after Beck failed to recover $60,000 that he invested in the company. The pair allegedly hatched a plot to cobble a box filled with rattlesnakes and somehow get Sawash to step in the box with venomous snakes.
Oh, hell.
Yeehaw!
Bill, you're channeling that Time Life Books guy, I'm telling you.
I think I was actually him in another life.
Can you just say the Old West?
The Old West. I feel like eating beef.
It's what's for dinner.
It's what's for dinner.
Beef. Dun dun.
The plot
tastes
was not
like
carried
chicken.
Out. Yes. Oh, no, 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 son. The plot was not carried out. The authorities uncovered it while investigating Sawash's business, which contracts with bars to conduct poker games. So, I mean, who in the hell goes, you know what? I got a great idea. We're going to get that guy to step in a box full of rattlesnakes.
What the hell?
Freaking retarded.
It sounds like a Ross Perot, well, that's just crazy, Larry. That's like stepping into a box full of rattlesnakes.
Yeah. It's a euphemism. They're acting out a euphemism is what's going on.
You know, yeah, their grandpa probably said that, and they're like, holy shit, that's a great idea.
The last thing they did was a barrel full of monkeys.
Box full of rattlesnakes. Idiots.
Struggling.
Yeah. What else we got, Bill?
Well, let's wrap it up. The last story. Austrian refuse collectors, or Austrian garbage collectors, rescued a Polish man from the jaws of a rubbish truck after hearing his cries for help.
Austrian, you say?
Crush your enemies. See them driven
before you.
And they hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good.
That is good.
To crush your enemies. Except for Firefly Talk. Except for the Lost Podcast.
My favorite
sore subject.
My favorite part of that entire clip is, that is good. It's like, Polish man, that's the key here. It was pulled out of a garbage truck. He was homeless, 50-year-old, spent the night in a garbage dumpster on a housing estate in the town of Arnoldstein. Hey.
Arnoldstein.
In southern Austria. In the morning, the garbage collectors came along and emptied the bin into the back of their truck. One of the workers heard this guy crying and stopped the machine when the press in the back of the truck started squashing the garbage. The man was not hurt but taken to the hospital. That's a rude awakening, man, to be sleeping in a dumpster, minding your own business, stinking of garbage, and then all of a sudden you're dumped into a truck that starts squashing. He probably thought he was in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Paint thinner. Turn all the garbage to the detention level!
That is tonight. Dead on!
And that's news for tonight.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the news. It was a special kind of show. And let's wrap it up, shall we?
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see you.
Everybody, thank you for letting us fill in for the live test show tonight. You know what? Our motto for the evening, fight through it. We did it, didn't we? We fought through it! Yeah! I had a fun time. Thanks for joining us, Andy. It was a blast, as always.
Thanks for having me, as usual.
Bill, thanks for fighting by my side once again.
No problem. I love fighting by your side. Sorry.
Help me, Jesus!
I got a little carried away there. I thought it was a Spartan.
Oh!
Hold my penis and take a laser to it.
Huh?
No, dude.
What
no.
The hell is going on
not,
here?
Not happening.
We're losing control.
A homosexual area.
All right,
area.
Stop it, all right? Okay, thank you. But I'd like to thank Radio Dan for having us on, and we'll be back tomorrow to fill in once again for the live test show. Hopefully we keep the feed and all that. And let's go ahead and just do an episode of Nowhere in Mulberry, Bill. Episode 90. What do you say? Want to do it?
Yeah, might as well.
All right. Oh, hell yeah.
Should be interesting to do an entire show live.
Yeah, it'll be crazy.
That's going to be bizarre.
And hopefully we don't, say, lose the feed and all that stuff.
That would suck.
But thank you, Andy.
Always a pleasure, my good friend.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Andy. Let's wrap it up with some Kenny G.
Yes.
Bill kicking it on the sax.
No, I'm on the bass guitar, dude.
Oh.